Moncrief on News Talk.
Nappies. Your view of cloth nappies might be one of endless laundry and painful rashes, but they have changed over the years and there are moves to bring them back. The cloth nappy scheme is being rolled out to more and more maternity hospitals. And to explain, we're joined on the line by Abby O'Callaghan-Platt, Policy Director of with Voice Ireland. Afternoon, Abby.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
So when people get these packs, what's in the packs?
OK, so it's a starter pack for people wanting to try reusable cloth nappies. And in the pack are 10 nappies that are suitable from £12 until potty training. So they grow with your baby. They've got like poppers on the front of them so they can be made bigger or smaller. And there's a pack of 12 reusable wipes and a wet bag for storing the used nappies in before you put them in the washing machine.
OK, so, well, a lot of people, I suppose, especially older people who may remember cloth nappies, remember like endless washing and lots of nappy rash and using safety pins so they fit properly. Even from that cursory description you gave there, it sounds like they've come on a bit in terms of their design.
Yeah, we're actually miles away from the old-fashioned terry cloths and the huge safety pin. I remember them myself from when I was small, but they've moved on loads. And when we started with this scheme, we thought that we'd be talking to people trying to kind of change their mind around cloth nappies. But the people who are giving birth now, of course, they're much younger and they have been raised in a completely disposable culture. They haven't even thought about cloth nappies. And yeah, so they've moved on loads now. They're actually really easy to use and wash and dry. And people have a much lesser experience of nappy rash with them. They often find that if they move from disposables into reusables, their baby's nappy rash actually clears up. So they're very, you know, they're good for baby's skin, you know, less chemicals, less plastics.
Yeah. And so, but inside each cloth nappy, is there something that's put in there to absorb, you know, what the child produces?
Yeah, so these are pocket nappies that we have. So there's like an outer shell that has all these, that's waterproof and has all these like pretty prints on them, you know. And then there's a little pocket in it and you put in what's called inserts. And they can come in different fabrics like hemp or bamboo or cotton. And you put those in to give the absorbency. So you can put in as many or as little as you want, depending on your baby's needs at different points in time and how heavy or wet they are or not.
And those inserts, do they go in the bin or where do they go?
No, nope, they're washed. Yeah, so the whole thing is washed. So the inserts come out and the outer shell as such and the inserts all go in the washing machine.
Right.
And they can be thrown in with your, you know, your other baby clothes or towels or bed sheets or whatnot. And we've been running surveys with the participants in the scheme from the last couple of years. And what people are finding is that they're normally doing two extra washes in a week. So, yeah, I mean, it does add to your laundry a little bit. But, you know, on the flip side, you're saving money. You don't ever run out of nappies. So, yeah, it goes both ways, I suppose.
There's only 10 of them. So, you know yourself and what a baby can produce you might find yourself running behind, so to speak.
I suppose getting yourself onto like an every second day laundry schedule, I suppose, with them. And we have 10 in there. That's to cover about 50% of use. So we have them as daytime nappies. That if you just use them during the day, it should really be enough, you know. And of course, this will change according to your baby. Everything's individual in that way.
That was Abby O'Callaghan-Platt, their policy director with Voice Ireland. Thanks a million, Abby.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.